Good evening. We're going to start the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Hey, the fifth chapter, Halacha Yud Tes. Now, the last couple halachas we've learned, we're talking about the mitzvah of shikacha. If you forget something behind, either it being the standing grain you forgot, or the bundles that you forget. Mm-hmm. Now, when we said there's two separate types of criteria, even if you forget, there has to be certain criteria that have to be met. And one was regarding the how many bundles you leave. And we discussed that it has to, that if it's two separate bundles, one or two is shikha, but three in a close proximity is not considered shikha. What we talked about, that's number. And then there's an aspect of volume. If a person leaves a very large volume, even if it's one, you don't call that forgetting. That's like way too big to think the guy forgot it. It could be it's too heavy for him to schlep. Mm-hmm. Even if he could have forgotten it, he ain't forgetting it for long. Because this is huge.
So
this,
with those big haystacks, those circular stacks?
We said it was what? We was two types of volume, you recall? Relative volume and absolute volume. In other words, let's say you have a bunch of bundles, and this one is more than four times the other bundles. So relatively to it, it's not the kind of thing you're going to forget. Even if he leaves it behind, he didn't forget it. And he didn't forget it for a second. He's going to remember, because that's a big bundle. We said objective size, if it's two saw, the volume of two saw, which is 12 kavim, which is very big.
That's big.
So those were two types of, so either one, so for something to really be shikha, we said it would, number one, have to be at least two. One or two. Three already is not shikha. And if the one and two, it has to be not too much bigger than the others. Well, not four times bigger than the others. Or it can't be two saw big. Then it will, so it has to be under those levels, and then it can hit that criteria. So this was all with bundles. How about stalks of wheat? Now we got to do the same thing, just with stalks. In other words, you didn't cut down stalks. You forgot a row of stalks or whatever.
But isn't that paya?
No, paya is you intentionally leave the corner.
Okay, so this is paya, somewhere in the middle
of
the
field. I'm coming
to
the end. I must, and I recognize I'm leaving the last 1/60th.
So this is somewhere in the middle of the field.
You're harvesting, and you just skip the row. You know, when you cut the grass, you know, when you cut the grass, well, not when you, but when your children cut the grass. So cut the grass, you know, you do the line, you come back. And what you usually do is the next line, you just make sure to overlap. But if you don't overlap, you got this ugly thing stick.
To save the number of times it
so let's back. Say when you're harvesting, you don't a whole line, you just kind of missed, you know. That's shikha.
With the combine.
You forgot it. You just missed it. It's not talking like it, it's you're cutting it, and as you're cutting it, it's falling away. Well, you didn't forget it. You wish you could take it, but you're not allowed to take it. Here, you forgot it. You just went past it. The question is, now we've dealt with bundles. Now, how's the law fit regarding standing grain? That's halacha yutes, halacha chaf, and onwards. Okay, so let's see yutes. Comma. Now, that's a stretch of stalks. You forget. A stretch of stalks. Sheyesh ba. Now, generally speaking, we'd say if you leave a number of stalks, a small amount, that would be shikha. So we're looking at how much would you leave? It would not be considered shikha. Just like we said, how big is the bundle? It's not considered shikha. How much stalks do you have to leave that it's not considered shikha? So it says, kama sheyesh ba sasayim, when you have a stretch of stalks, one stretch, and the stretch is the volume of two saw. That's the same volume we said for bundles. Ushachacha, and you forget that entire stretch that's there. Ain't a shikha. That's not shikha. Because that's too much to have forgotten to say he's going to forget it. It's too big of a stretch to say he's going to forget it. Now, what if ain basam? Let's say the area is under two saw. Well, generally, we'd say, well, then it's shikha, but maybe not. If there's a way we can construe it, that it would be almost like two saw, it's still not shikha. How would that be? Well, let's say the area could normally hold two saw, but the reason it's not, but you know why? Let's say if you've got stalks that are skinny, usually they have robust, but you happen to have skinny ones. That's why you got a bunch of skinny ones, that's why it's less than two saw. But if we look at those skinny ones, kilohem brios, as if they were robust, varuchos, and they were long, right? The es hashtufos, and you look at the ones that are wind blasted. If you'd look at them, kila heimalos, as if they were full, right? And if you'd see that, vimhoisaruy olios kama achas, and if they would be then like one big stretch, so omdim zel, we'd assess this, lasos assam to consider as if it was two saw. Because had it all been robust, the area would have been two. And therefore, ain't a shikha, it's not shikha. So now we have the first rule, that if you're leaving an area of stalks, and the stretch, in that one stretch, would produce a volume of two saw, or even if it didn't, but it, if it would have been healthy, it would have produced two saw, there's no shikha over there. Okay, rule one. Rule two, an interesting thing now, can you combine two different types of stalks? You'll see what we mean in a minute. Let's say, shochach sa'ah tfua akura. Let's say there's one saw of grain that you uprooted. You cut it. It's sitting on the ground, and you forgot about it. One saw of grain is sitting around, you forgot about it. Usa she'enikar, there's another saw that you haven't cut yet, and you forgot about that. Well, one saw plus one saw is two saw. You have two saw you forgot, but they're two different kinds of saw. One's a saw that's standing, and one's a saw that was cut. Einam mitstarfen, they're not combined. Ushneim shikha, they're both called shikha.
Wow.
Okay?
They cashed in.
Because we don't combine the volume of standing, and here we could even say more. It was uprooted, and I believe it was even bundled. Okay, it was even bundled. So, it's in other words, he harvested one bunch, he bundles it, he leaves up bundles, a bunch of bundles here, and then one's standing. So there's two different types of shikha. One is standing and one is bundled. Even though together they're right next to each other and they produce two saw.
So he can even do better than that. We could do 1 3/4 saw.
Yes,
each one.
Can be more. That's
right. And
then
the guy's almost got four saw there, and they all go to the car.
Yes, yes, yes. And similarly, different types. Similarly, with garlic and onions and fruits of a tree, if you forget some of them in the ground, and some of them have been picked up and they've been put together, and together the two groups make sasayim, they don't combine again, but rather they are both considered shikha. By the way, I forgot to mention last night, when we talk about the bundles being a sosayim, two saw, though the calculation here is 17 kilograms. So that's about 35 pounds.
Look.
No, it's what he says right here. You don't have to look. It's 17 kilograms. So that's
17.
That's what it says right there. That's a sosayim. So anyway, so that's leaving quite a bit. So now we're saying you can't combine these two separate ones. Okay, now, Chaf Alev is a little trickier over here. It's going to try to go back to a law we had before by Leket, that if you leave a couple, but they could somehow be connected, if they're close enough, those stalks that fell, and they're close enough to the other ones, they could be connected. So it's going to be a similar concept over here. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't work. Okay, let's see if we can remember all this here. Hashocheach omer bitzad hakoma. Okay, let's say you leave a bundle, which by itself would be clearly shikha. One bundle, less than two saw, you forgot it, and there should be shikha. But where did you leave it? You left it bitzad hakoma. You left it near the standing grain. And that standing grain, she'ena shechucha, which has not been forgotten because you haven't even harvested it yet. And one is right next to it. So now we have that rule. If one thing is still okay for you to harvest, and the other thing that should go to the audience, but it's right next to that, you can kind of collect it together. So ain't a shikha. That bundle is not considered shikha. Even though you forgot it, but you're not really finished with the harvesting process. Because you got right next to it. Right next to it, you're harvesting. So since right next to it, you got harvesting, and that's based on a pasuk. Shenemer, it says, kisiktsor, when you harvest, v'shochachta omer, and you forget a bundle, okay, then you have to leave it. But that implies Omer, that's when you left the bundle, but it says you've harvested. It's all been harvested. And now you've left something. Shesvivosav, that next to it, Kutzer, it has already been harvested. So the Pasuk is telling us that the rule of Shikha applies that when there's no harvest left in this area. Now obviously you can have huge areas, you're harvesting this area first and that area second, the two separate areas. But in one area where you're doing a harvest and you haven't harvested everything, and right next to it is a bundle you forgot, Shikha only applies when there's no more harvesting left to be done. So since right next to that potential Shikha, there's a whole harvest that's yet to be done, we can't say the pasuk that says, when you have harvested and you forget, I haven't finished the harvest yet.
Right.
So therefore, standing stalks, these standing stalks that are not Shibcha, they will, as it were, trump the law of Shibcha for that bundle that you left over there. Just like we said with Leket, where even though yet these things fell off, but if they're next one, you can catch them with the next sickle with the other ones. Yeah. They get included with the ones that still are yet to be harvested. That's on the one hand. Aval Omer Shesivivosav Kama. But if the now what's this now? Ain't yeah, that's that's the other half of the plot. I just spoke it out already. So when do we say it's Shikha? When you haven't finished, when you finish the harvest, which implies Aval Omer Shesivivosav Kama, but the Omer where around it is still standing, the name is Shikha. There's no Shikha over there. It's just the other side. Similarly, Vechenim Shochach Kama. Bitsad Kama. Let's say you forgot. Let's say you did, you started the harvest, and you missed a row. But guess what? The missed row is next to a whole bunch of standing grain. They haven't started to harvest yet. Same thing. So it's no, he's saying the same rule. He's just saying, as opposed to the bundle that you forgot that's next to the standing grain, you've got a standing grain you forgot that's next to a standing grain you didn't forget. Even one stalk like this, the guy's been harvesting and he missed a row, and now there's yet to go, and the next row is a really bad row, it only has one stalk, so even though he missed the other one, but since he still hasn't finished the harvest, there's one more stalk he didn't do
in that other row,
and it's next to this row he forgot, so it saves it as well. It saves the row that you forgot. And you're allowed to take it. That's in this area. This is where it saves. The second half of the halacha is going to speak where it doesn't save, because it's a situation where it doesn't work. Aval but im shachach omer, if you forget a bundle, o kama, or you forget standing grain. Bitsad, now up to now we're talking about you forgetting whatever you forgot it next to standing grain. Remember, we're talking about the standing grain. I mean, you didn't finish the harvest. So then if you left either a bundle or you left standing grain, as long as you still have more standing grain next to it, so the standing grain is a big savior. Why? Because you haven't finished the harvest. But let's say it's a little bit different. Alin shachach omer okama, you forgot a bundle or some standing grain next to what? Bitsad omer, next to a bundle that's already been harvested, change so that you didn't forget. In other words, let's say I put together a bunch of bundles and I just put them here. I didn't forget. I moved it to this spot. I want it here. I know it's here. I'm going to take it to the silo soon. And it's clear I've not forgotten it. But next to it is a row of standing grain that I forgot to get to. Or there's a bundle. When I bundled some other bundles, I forgot that bundle. But it's close to the other set of bundles that I didn't forget. Do we say that a bundles that you haven't forgot, will they save the other things that you have forgotten? In other words, do we say that just like the standing grain that I didn't forget can save forgotten standing grain and bundles because they're in close proximity and I haven't finished the harvest? Do we say the same thing if the bundles are not the shikacha? Will they save standing grain that was forgotten or bundles that were forgotten? And let's say it was a lot. I feel sasaim, even though it's already two saw already, right? That usually it's not shikha, right? But he's going to say ain't a matzel, so it won't save it. The forgotten stuff goes to the anim. Because why? Because the harvest is over. If it's you only want the bundles to save, the harvest is over. So therefore, it's not able to save it. Now, another interesting rule. Even though one bundle, let's say, when it could save another bundle, but the two or one standing grain could save something else, that only works when both things belong to one person. What if I forget something next to my friend who hasn't finished harvesting? So we say, Ein komas chaver, the standing grain of your friend, which is not shikha, is not matzela saving al omer shol his bundle, because it's a different guy.
Right.
Or similarly, this also doesn't help. The Ein komas chaver, let's say standing barley, does not matzela as omer chitim, a bundle of wheat. Because that's a totally separate harvest.
Even though the same person forgetting.
Same guy, yeah. But it's wheat is one harvest, barley is another harvest. Achia koma miminom, unless the standing is the same as the grains, same material, then it will be able to save it. Okay, chaves. Now we've talked about bundles of grain. We've talked about standing grain. We're going to now apply this to trees, fruits and trees. How does this all work with fruits and trees? In other words, what's considered enough to leave behind? You have to remember, all the things we said in the last few number of halachas have been regarding standing grain and bundles. So you have to have a certain volume, a certain this, a certain that, and some of them can save the other ones. Now we got to just figure out, well, how does it work with fruit trees and fruit? How do we just apply it to that? So chafes, hashecheach ilon ben alamas. Let's say you forget a tree amongst many trees. You're picking trees and you forgot a tree.
It's an orchard.
Even if that tree had many saw, not just two normally saves wheat, 34 kilograms, would save you if it was a pile, right? Or standing grain would be saved. So now let's say you've missed a whole tree and it's 100 kilograms of fruit in that tree, right? Oh, sheshokach shnei lamas, or you forgot two trees, hareza shikha.
Wow.
So because in standing grain and bundles, 34 kilograms is considered a lot, really a lot, and it's not the kind of thing you're going to forget for long. But in a tree, since I guess trees are big and can really have a lot of fruits, even 34 kilograms is not considered significant. So if you forget one tree, shikha. Two trees, it's shikha. Just like we said about standing grains and bundles, we say one and two, but not three. Same thing. Shlosha, but three trees that you forget ain't a shikha. That's not considered forgetting. But now we come to the tricky Bamed Dvar Mamurim, the qualification of that halacha. Chav Gimel. Bamed Dvar, when do we say that you have shikha? Now, it's like a double negative here, so it's going to throw you, but it's really not hard, but just got to get past the double negative. So when do we say this, that there is shikha, and therefore it's going to give three situations where it's not going to be shikha. In other words, so this is the kind that it is. So he said, it's ishikha if it doesn't have any one of these three qualities. Because if it has any one of these three qualities, then it's not shikha. So when do we say if you left one tree, two trees, no matter how much, it's considered shikha? It's when, because remember, we're saying shikha means, the idea of shikha means you forgot it. And it's most likely you should continue to forget it. That's the idea of shikha. You're likely to forget it. But if it's something you forgot, but like very quickly, that's what remember the first halacha. The guy, the owner, and the workers, they forgot it. But people are watching them at a distance. You're not going to forget because they're going to tell you. Right? A situation we're saying where you forgot it, and you know, it could be, you mamish forgot it.
The big amounts before the sugar.
So if it's a big amount, you're not going to, you could forget it for an hour, but, oh yeah, you know, it's a, how could I have forgotten that? You can forget it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You're not going to forget it for weeks and weeks and months. So the same thing with trees, generally speaking, one tree, you can forget it. Two trees, you can forget it. But you only will forget it if they don't have any one of these three unique characteristics. Because if they got these three unique areas, you would not forget it and will not be shikha. So that's what he's saying. Number one, be'ilon she'eni yaduah mefursam b'makom. First of all, it's not famous and distinguished in the place that it's at. Sometimes where something's in a place, the place is a very important place, and that's not the kind of place you're going to forget things. You know, say at the front door. I'm not saying in a farm, but there's certain areas in a farm that are much more traversed. And you're just not going to forget it. You forgot it now. You're going to remember it tomorrow. Then you got a place, let's say, in the way back of the field, way back there. So it's not anything special about the place. So you need the place to be special. Kigon, for example, she'omi b'tzad agas, it's next to a makeshift wall. Or b'tzad apirtz, or it's next to a breach in the fence. Obviously, the breach in the fence, you put a pile next to the breach in the fence, obviously to cover up the breach for a while, you're going to come back to that breach in the fence, going to fix that breach one day, and oh, there's the pile. It was there covering the breach. So that is what would enable it to not, even though it's only one or two, and even though it's, we don't care how big it is, but it's not shikha because the place is prominent. So it has to be a non-prominent place, number one. Obamasav, or what about in yield? It's the kind of thing, only if it really doesn't have any great yields. Then it's something you can forget. But if it has, like, outstanding yields, then that's not the kind of thing. Wow, that was an amazing olive tree. Oh, I haven't seen an olive tree like that in years. Well, the fact that he didn't harvest it, he forgot it. He ain't going to forget it for long, right? For example, what would be considered a great yield? Shoyosa Zesma made a lot of olives. So that's the second criteria. So it can't be an amazing yield. It can't be in a memorable place, and it can't be an amazing yield. Oh, or the third thing is obishmo, or it has a name, a real popular name. It's a nickname, so to speak. It's like, you know, that's my tree, you know, my honey tree, my gewaltic tree, you know. In other words, what do we mean, kagon? So Hashem had a pronounced name. Kigon is called the Zayis Hanatua Ben HaZesim Shunotev. Oh, that's my olive tree that's planted amongst each other, and it's just flowing. My flowing olive, you know. Shemen Harbe, notice, lots. This is the big one. This is the big one, man. Oh, he calls it the Shafchani. Oh, this is my Shafchani. Shafchani means it just spills all over the place. That's like a term they give, like bumper. You know, or the opposite. Oh, but oh yeah, this is my embarrassing one.
Right.
I'm so embarrassed from this one. I'm such a good friend. Oh, this one is called Garnish. So it could be a negative name, can also, but the name is us. So all these things make them memorable. You know, the place, the yield, or the name. So for us to say it is shikacha, besides the fact that it has to be one or two and not three, it has to be not in a great place, not memorable, and not yielding a lot. Avol, now it just says the opposite. But if you have any one of those three things, then any shikha. That's not shikha. Why? Shinemar,
right.
Because the pasuk says, Veshochachta oimer basodeh. You forget a bundle in the field.
Right.
So what does it mean? Omer sha'ata shechacho liolam. Something that you're going to forget forever. Meaning to say something that it's very forgetful. That's what forgetful is. You know, the question is, what is considered forgotten? So forgotten, the Torah means it's forgotten. Forgotten means you're not going to remember it. But if it's the kind of thing that even if you forgot it, you're going to remember it very soon, that's not called forgotten. Veina tell you dea bo, and we don't know. And now, how can you be, you're only going to remember if someone's going to remind you. That's what forgetting is.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting means, what do you mean you forgot? I forgot. So how did you remember? Somebody reminded you. It's got to be a forgetting. So someone's got to be running. Hey, you forgot that. Oh, I would never have remembered. Thank you so much. That's what the next line around says. You wouldn't know about it unless you'd come back and you'd be stimulated somehow to remember it. That's called shikha. Yotza, that excludes zeshet azorch lechazman, something that you would naturally remember after time. Even if you wouldn't see it. Now, obviously, if you forget something totally, and you happen to be meandering in the back of the forest field, and you happen to see it, oh, I remember. You know why you remember? Because you saw it. We need something you can remember it without you having to go back and seeing it. That's the point. Then it's not shikha. Shikha is, all things being equal, the only thing that would remind you is if you go back to it. Well, obviously, because you see it. But otherwise, you would have totally forgotten. But those other three characteristics that you, even if you forgot it now, you will eventually remember even without seeing it, and right. Then that's not shikha. Mipnei shiyadua, because it's known, umafursam, and well known about that. Okay, now we have to explain a little bit more about location, about what makes it so well known. Okay, so now, Haya Mesuyam Bedaito. If it is, well, it is very distinct in his knowledge. In other words, he considers it very important. Then that's considered, Arezek Mefursim Yod. That is considered well-known. It was kind of well-known. It's very distinct in his mind. And he gives examples. Haya, if the tree was omeid Bitzad Hadekel, if it's next to a palm tree, and that's a very distinct thing, being next to a palm tree, then Hadekel Mesaimo. So the palm tree will make it remembering that because it's, palm trees are big things, so it's next to a big thing, it's going to remember it. Haya Shneim Zayas Natufa. What if both trees are these overflowing yields? So then Zem Mesaimo said, each one helps the other one, and you're not going to forget it. Now, it's a little bit interesting. Didn't we say before that one would be enough
for
that?
Yeah, we said that.
So it's a little bit tricky why he has to say two. Okay?
What do you mean two?
He says, Shneim, if both of them are Zayas Natufa, if they're both overflowing olives, so each one helps the other. The question is, I don't understand, why does each one have to help the other? Rambam before just said, Zayas, the one that gives a lot is already good enough before. So I don't know, the commentary doesn't help. All right, let's move on to another case now. Haisa kol sadeh zayis. Let's say the entire field.
Oh, it could be. What does he say? One negates the other, though.
No, it doesn't negate. They help each other, and it's not shikha.
But it kufu tet says.
That's a different thing.
Oh.
Sha'az. No,
Sha'az batla chashuvasam. Because they're both.
No, I didn't. That's the next halacha, Martin.
Kufu tet.
Yes, it's, we didn't get there yet.
Okay.
I'm just reading that. What if the whole field is robust? You forget one or two. Even though those are robust ones too, they're shicha because there's nothing outstanding about those too. Even though they're amazing, but they're an entirely amazing field. Just give me one more minute, guys. But when do we say that this is not shicha? In that case, when it's not shicha with this whole field of that? If you didn't start with this, you know, let's just stop here. It's very complicated. Let's just stop over here. It's going to take much longer than I want.
No.